From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's do two things. One, let's shatter their website, folks. Go to criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Download their free app in the App Store, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for help and assistance, not to get on the show. We'll do that later. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They're there to answer your questions. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're going to take your text and tweets next half hour. We're going to take your phone calls shortly as well with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website to go to. He's a registered pharmacist. He's a nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and has been compounding custom medications for years and years and years. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Ben, good to have you back, my friend.
Thank you, George. Good to talk to you again.
What is a cosmetic chemist?
Well, a cosmetic chemist is somebody who uses chemistry to develop cosmetics. And the cosmetics that we use, the skincare products that we use, really, they're pretty intricate chemical cocktails. And to put them together in an effective way and in a non-toxic way requires an understanding of not only chemistry, but also histology, which is the study of tissue, dermatology, the study of the skin, at least from a medicinal standpoint, as well as activity and how cells respond to active ingredients. It's a pretty complicated skill set, and it's something that I've been doing not only in a cosmetic from a cosmetic standpoint, but also from a medicinal standpoint. Get this, George, since 1982.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Truly remarkable. We've got a lot of emails that have come in for people who have questions for you. The calls are starting to roll in, which we'll take at the half. And Tom's got some texts and tweets for you later on tonight as well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, and by that I mean, pharmacist, let's say you're driving and pharmacist Ben is telling you what you need to do. You don't have a chance to write it down. You call this number and say, hey, pharmacist Ben at this time said this, this, this. They've got it for you. 1-855-949-7234. It's the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. You just don't have to put the O on and you're ready to go. A couple emails come in. This one in from Ben in Wichita. His first name is you. He says, I think I'm suffering from, get this, bed bugs.
Oh,
What do I do?
Oh, no. Have you ever seen a bed bug, George?
I have, only online. I've never seen one in the flesh.
They're unbelievable.
Are they ugly?
Oh, God. I remember when I was a kid, I saw one.
They're little, right?
No. Not when they're filled with blood. They're not little. They're big and they're ugly. They get filled up with blood.
How big are they?
They could be probably maybe like half, a quarter of your thumb big, maybe even a little bit bigger.
That's huge.
I know. They're hideous.
I thought they were just like an eighth of an inch or something.
They're big. They're pretty big, and they're ugly, and they're scary looking. And I remember I saw one when I was a kid, and I didn't know what it was, but then later I found out it was a bed bug. No, that's awful. Oil of oregano. Get yourself some oil of oregano. Get essential oils. It was probably the best non-toxic way to do it. But other than that,
what's that, keep them away?
To keep them away, tea tree oil.
How do they get in your house?
You know, they're bugs. They get everywhere. Bugs are everywhere.
You get them a lot, too, from hotels.
Yeah, where you have a lot of different people sleeping and things aren't as clean as they should be. It has a lot to do with cleanliness. But they're bugs, and they're insects, and we live in a world of insects, and that's just how it is.
So what do you recommend Ben do?
I recommend that you use essential oils and change your bedding or clean your bedding, and it's really tough to do. It's really tough to get rid of. I think it was Mar-a-Lago that had problems with bed bugs, or it was one of the Trump hotels that had problems. even like fancy hotels have problems with bed bugs, how can we prevent them in our homes? So it's really tough, and they're very, very hideous, and they can cause all kinds of psychological problems as well as skin problems, allergy problems, and there's not much you could do. But I would use, if it was me, I would be using lots of essential oils.
Can you get sick?
I don't know if there's any diseases that are associated with them. But allergies are the big problem. Is allergies or skin reactions, blisters, that kind of thing.
Now, fleas, if an infected flea that, let's say, has bitten a deer that has Lyme's disease, they can give that to you, right?
Lyme's disease is definitely a problem with fleas. With ticks, I mean, not with fleas, but with ticks. Fleas were
ticks. Okay.
Yeah, ticks. But fleas were famous disease caused by fleas was the Black Plague, Yersinia pestis. That was the bacteria that's carried on the flea that caused the Black Plague. You know, there's still bubonic plague going on. It's not like it's been completely eradicated.
We just don't hear about it.
We just don't hear about it. That's exactly right.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to start with phone calls at around the half of this hour, and then we'll take some next hour as well. He comes on every 6 weeks along with Dr. Joel Wallach, who pops on. He'll put Doc Wallach, for example, will come on 3 weeks from now to talk about health-related issues as well. You help a lot of people, Ben, you and Doc. You know that.
You know, that's what it's all about, George. And when I help people, I help myself. And isn't it cool that the world is set up that way? When you help others, you are the one who gets benefit from it. You feel good. I can look at myself in the mirror and know that I made a difference in the world. If we all operated that way, that we appreciated the positive the benefits in our own lives for making the world a better place, it would be just, can you imagine how that would be, how that would change things?
By the way, Ben, our condolences to the folks who live in Boulder who were part of that 10-person shooting to death.
I had a friend who was shot at it in the parking lot, and she told me the whole story.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was pretty horrific.
On another issue, it was good seeing you in Boulder at our Beyond Belief taping.
It was great to see you. It's always great to see you. Now, it's fun to talk to you on the phone, but it's even nicer to see you in person.
You're very comfortable in front of a camera.
Am I? You know, you have a way of making people feel comfortable, George. That's a great skill that you have.
Well, just talk, you know. That's the name of the game.
Avuncular. You ever hear the word avuncular?
You have not.
That means uncle-like. You have this avuncular.
Just don't call me Uncle Tanoose, would you?
No, I won't call you that. But there's an uncle-like way that you have about your presentation. You're avuncular.
There's another email in from Sally. I don't know where she's calling from. And she just wants to know, what is the best way to eat where you don't develop high cholesterol?
Cholesterol should be regarded as a sugar issue, a blood sugar issue, and an insulin issue. There's a reason why diabetes and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. And I've said this for many years. This is very important. Just because you have not been diagnosed as a diabetic does not mean your blood sugar is not tweaked. All of the nutrients, George, check this out. All of the nutrients that help lower blood cholesterol also help lower blood sugar. That's one of the reasons why the Sweeties from Youngevity is such an important product, because not only is it important for helping you handle blood sugar, but it also helps you lower your blood cholesterol. Likewise, the Ultimate Niacin. Not only does the Ultimate Niacin help you lower your blood sugar, but in fact, niacin has been shown to be as effective as a statin drug for lowering cholesterol. This idea that we're targeting cholesterol without targeting the biochemistry of the body is symptomatic. It's emblematic of what's wrong with the medical model. You know, Albert Einstein was famous for saying the field is the sole determining factor of the particle. That is, it's the context that the particle appears in. We focus on the particle. We focus on the virus. We focus on the cholesterol. We focus on the gallbladder. We don't focus on the system that leads to the problem. Elevated cholesterol is not the issue. It's what causes the elevated cholesterol that is the issue. If you take a drug to lower your cholesterol, you haven't changed your blood sugar. You're not going to get the benefits of lowering the cholesterol, and this is why people drop dead of heart attacks, even if they're on a statin drug.
Right.
What you need to do is you need to understand the context that the symptom appears in. The context that elevated cholesterol appears in is called dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar. If you want to pick one thing, George, to do to extend your lifespan and to reduce your risk of chronic disease, you want to pick one thing, stabilize your blood sugar. There's many ways to do it, including supplements like the Sweeties from Youngevity and the Ultimate Niacin, but calorie restriction will do it, exercise will do it, drinking more water will do it. There's a whole host of mechanisms that you can employ to lower your blood sugar and in turn lower your cholesterol without drugs and as a bonus increase your longevity and reduce your risk of chronic disease.
It's a little piece of pie once in a while, okay?
A little piece of pie is good, but you know what, George? Drink water after your piece of pie. You'll dilute your blood sugar. Take a walk, and you'll push the sugar will get forced into your muscle. And make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and your Sweeties and your Ultimate Niacin after or with your meals to help your body handle that sugar.
All right, Ben, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and take phone calls for the next hour and a half. They're starting to load up already. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. We'll play that for you in a second. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, how did you become part of the Critical Health News team? How did that evolution occur?
Our friend MZ.
Ah, the owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz.
Right. Our good friend MZ. He asked me if I wanted to be part of a new website that he was starting. And I was like, sure, my mission in life is to help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. So he knew that I would be up for anything that helped spread the word, and he was starting a website. He's not only a big part of Longevity, but he's like me. He wants to help change the world. As you know, his radio station is really dedicated to making the world a better place.
Great programmer.
Real wonderful station in Santa Cruz. And he asked me if I wanted to be part of it, and I was. And then next thing I know, there was a Coast to Coast. I've been a listener to Coast probably for, since the 1980s I've been listening to Coast. So, imagine my excitement when we said that Coast to Coast was going to be involved. It was just... It was a dream come true, and I still pinch myself every time I'm on the air.
I was at an event, Contact in the Desert, several years ago when they introduced me to Doc Wallach, who was speaking there.
I remember that.
And I just loved the way the guy was talking and everything. Well, as you know, the Critical Health News became a sponsor of our program. And then Doc said to me one day, he said, I've got this background. If you ever need a guest, let me know. And one day we said, yeah, let's put him in. And I got to tell you, the calls that come in for you and him are astronomical.
Well, you know, I appreciate being spoken of in the same sentence as Doc, to tell you the truth, because man's a legend. You know, he's in the Smithsonian Institute. You know, his book is in the
Absolutely. So is he.
Right. I mean, he's an absolute legend, and I can't tell you what an honor it is for me to be associated with Longevity and with Dr. Wally.
Let's go to some of the phones. Let's go to Sterling, Illinois. Maria is with us. Welcome to the program. Maria, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a couple of questions.
Okay. Hope we can help you.
Well, I have permanent vision loss in my right eye. It was because of diabetes. The surgery was well over a year ago. They did a retinal reattachment, but it was pretty much too little too late. The cellular damage was already done. And so I was just wondering if, I know that you're like really big into alternative healing, if you guys have any supplements or anything that can reverse even a little bit like the permanent vision loss that I have in my right eye.
I'll tell you what I'd be doing. I would be building the connective tissue. You may have something called adhesions or scar tissue post-surgery. Anything you could do to stimulate the production of connective tissue and also to help break up that scar tissue. So first of all, ultimate enzymes from Longevity. Digestive enzymes are one of the great underappreciated supplements. They're not really nutrition, but they help replace biochemical molecules that are lost from the digestive system, from poor food choices, especially if you have a history of diabetes. Get on the ultimate enzymes. Take them on an empty stomach. This is true for anybody who's post-surgery, who's concerned about scarring or scar tissue or adhesions or fibrosis. Post-surgery, that tends to happen. And in the eyes, it can really post-surgery in the eyes, it can really cause a problem. Secondly, glucosamine, the glucogel caps. I would get on those as soon as possible. And also the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Star Pack. Particularly, vitamin C is very important as an anti-inflammatory and also for the production of connective tissue. You'll get a big old dose of vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Those are the three things I would do.
What about that Ocutive?
The Ocutive is great for the eyes, but her problem is in the connective tissue, not so much in the eyes. The Ocutive is still great, and also Vision FX.
It won't hurt her, right?
No, absolutely not. Ocutive and Vision FX. But the problem that Maria's describing seems to me like it's more in how the retina, in the surgical procedure with the retina, and that's usually involves the connective tissue. Not that the Ocutive and the vision effects aren't helpful. They are. But I'd be focusing on building that connective tissue and helping heal up some of that scar tissue if possible, and that would be the Ultimate Enzymes, Glucogel Caps, and the Healthy Start Pack.
And Maria, you had a second question. Go ahead.
I had a couple of questions. But now the surgery, when they did the retinal reattachment, I think that they got rid of some of the scar tissue, but the thing is that the damage was done there was too much damage even before the surgery. So I think they removed the scar tissue, but for some reason, I mean, the vision just isn't there.
Could have removed some of the old scar tissue, but in the surgery itself, scar tissue can form. So do you have floaters or anything?
Oh, in the right eye? No floaters or anything. It's just permanently...
No vision
anymore.
Sounds more like it's a retinal problem. Problem with the surgery. Not necessarily a problem with the surgery, but in the healing process.
And then also, what is the? I know that there's some other blood sugar supplements like chromium and ALA. And what is the difference between the Tangy Tangerines and the Sweeties?
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's a big difference, isn't there, Ben?
There's a big difference, absolutely. I'll explain that. But your point is very well taken, Maria. Marie. Is it Marie or Maria?
Maria.
Maria. Your point's very well taken because if you have dysglycemia that is messed up blood sugar, then that's going to slow down the healing process. So anything you could do to stabilize the blood sugar is going to be very important. The Sweeties is chromium and vanadium. These are two minerals that are very important for keeping your blood sugar under control. Chromium, in particular, is involved with how the body handles sugar. And then you said the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's like a broad spectrum of nutrients, some that help stabilize blood sugar, but also some that are antioxidant, others that help you replace ordinary nutrients that are missing from the diet. So that's just a great supplement, especially for energy and for helping replace electrolytes that are lost and water-soluble nutrients that are lost in your urine if you're drinking a lot of water. So that's just a good supplement to take. And I'll tell you what, George, I don't know if you know this, but the Beyond Tang Tangerine is great to do all day long. Not just once a day or twice a day, but all day long sipping on it. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is also great to take with meals because it will help your body process the foods that you're eating. Most of the foods we have today don't have the nutrients that they should have, and taking your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your meals will help you process that food. So the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is more like a broad-spectrum nutritional supplement, and the Sweetie is specific for helping you stabilize your blood sugar.
All right, well, let's set a record. I need 10 million of you to go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call, for example, Maria, if you missed anything that Ben said, call 1-855-949-7234. Next up, let's go to, and thank you, Marie. It's good having you part of the program. Let's go next to Ken in Bismarck, North Dakota. Welcome to the show. Hi, Ken.
Oh, hi there. I have a question about styes in the eye, in the eyelid.
Right.
What causes them, and what can you do about it, and how do you prevent them?
That's a great question. You know, when you look at your skin, it's hard to, we don't realize this, but our skin is made up of, has a bunch of holes in it. You know, you look at the skin, it looks like it's uniform, but if you look at it real close, or even with a magnifying glass or a microscope, you can see that there's a bunch of little holes. Those holes are called pores. And the pore is like an opening to a rabbit hole that goes deep. It's hard to imagine this because when we look at the skin, it just looks like a uniform covering. But in reality, it's made up of these pores, as these openings, and that lead into a rabbit hole. This rabbit hole is called a follicle. A stye is actually when the cells that line that follicle become clogged, or sometimes they can become infected as well. So what it's a sign of is that cells are not dividing correctly. For a cell to divide, it takes a lot of nutrition. It takes a lot of regulatory control. And under certain conditions of nutritional deficiency, those cells will start to divide out of control. This is what causes a pimple, by the way. It's the same kind of mechanism.
Right, exactly.
Same idea. So what you want to do is you want to start using nutrients that help the cells divide correctly, and there's a bunch of them. Vitamin A is probably the most important. In fact, vitamin A can be used topically for pimples for that reason, that the vitamin A helps control the cells. In fact, you probably heard of Retin A. That's a classic example of a vitamin A cream, or over-the-counter that has something called retinol. And both of those are used to treat acne. It's hard to use those to treat a stye because so close to the eye, and both of those products are a little bit aggressive. So for the for styes, if they happen chronically, I would be considering that to be a vitamin A deficiency, a vitamin D deficiency, and an essential fatty acid deficiency. Now, these deficiencies can be caused by just not getting them in the diet or not taking them supplementally, but they can also be caused by malabsorption. That is, you're not absorbing them. So there's a couple strategies here that you want to employ. Number one is you want to start taking these supplements. Vitamin A is an incredibly valuable supplement for anti-aging, for the immune system, for the liver, for the eyes, for the skin, et cetera. So you want to make sure you're taking enough vitamin A. You'll get that, of course, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You want to make sure you're getting your ultimate EFAs. Essential fatty acids are crazy important. And then vitamin D is interesting because while you can supplement with vitamin D, the best way to get your vitamin D is going to be from the sun. And then if you want to make sure that you're absorbing them out of the intestine, get on the ultimate enzymes, which we talked about earlier, the digestive enzymes, which contain something called pancreatin, which is really helpful for the absorption of fats. And then, of course, your nightly essence probiotics. Probiotics are really important for fat absorption. That's one of the great underappreciated roles of probiotics, is they help the body absorb fats.
We take text and tweets, and Tom has something for you, Ben. What do you got, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, in from Jason in Sarasota, Florida. I'm listening, and I'm loving the show. My sister just told me she knows someone with laughing death disease. Is that a real thing? Is that a real thing?
Don't die on me, Ben.
I'm laughing. I might be laughing to death. You know, there are so many weird kinds of diseases. And actually, it's true that there is a disease called, I never heard of it called laughing death, but I heard of laughing sickness. And it's a neurodegenerative disorder. You know, our brains are responsible for our emotions. So you can actually have a brain issue, an inflammation in a part of the brain, or a degeneration in the part of the brain, that will actually lead to this thing called laughing sickness. There's also a dancing disease, too. There's
Dancing disease?
Yeah. You know, it sounds funny, but it's not. If you have it, have these diseases. There's a disease where people, the disease you're talking about, laughing sickness, can you imagine how horrible it is to not be able to stop laughing? I mean, it sounds funny, but it's not funny at all. It can be incredibly agonizing, and ultimately it can lead to death.
What causes laughter, by the way? is it a brain thing?
That's a great question. Surprise. Laughter is related to surprise. You know, joke writing is a science. There's all these books on how you write jokes, how you get people to laugh. And it's associated with surprise. There's a tension that's created before you laugh, and then all of a sudden that tension is released through laughter. So the function of tension and then surprise leads to laughter, and a good joke writer knows how to manipulate those things.
I mean, have you ever looked at somebody laughing? It's really strange.
Yes, they're out of control. They're completely in the moment.
And they're making the sound, you know.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
How about somebody
it is?
Who's angry? Have you ever watched somebody who's seriously angry? The same idea.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take another call or two before the break, and we'll take calls next hour with Pharmacist Ben. We're going to Jeremy in Jamestown, North Dakota. And if this is the Jeremy we know, he was in a coma for a couple months. Jeremy, go ahead.
From the auto accident that caused coma, I have a traumatic brain injury. And I'm calling Ben to find out if there's any nutritional way to get my balance back, my walking balance.
All right, just listen, Jeremy, and then we're going to give you a number in case you miss any of this. Go ahead, Ben.
I'll tell you a couple things, but I'll tell you the most important thing right now. In fact, you should do it as soon as you hang up from the phone. Practice SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. The brain is the most oxygen-dependent organ in the body.
Now, through your nose, too, it's even better.
Absolutely, George, 100%. Nice call. Always through the nose. Nose is for breathing, mouth is for eating. When you breathe through the nose, you activate neurology that helps relax the body and opens up blood vessels. So you want to make sure that you're breathing. But the SDR is very important. Slow, deep, and rhythmic. All three of those aspects are very important to take advantage of the breath and oxygenation. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. And also when you're breathing, the exhale is where your body relaxes. So make sure you're leveraging the exhale. You're exhaling even a little bit more than you're inhaling. And then you want to make sure you're using brain vitamins, especially fats. We're all fat heads, George. Everybody's a fat head. Our brains are largely composed of fats, and essential fatty acids are critical. Make sure you're getting on your ultimate EFAs. I would also be using digestive enzymes to help support the absorption of those fats. And then make sure you're using your electrolytes and your B vitamins, which you'll get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In fact, why don't you, Jeremy, I don't know if can we get Jeremy's email address or somehow get his address. I'll send you out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me, Jeremy.
All right, I can do that. I can do that. And what about the Brain Pack?
The Brain, that's a great call. Absolutely, the Healthy Brain Pack. There's you'll get the, of course, you get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in there, but you also get the Ultimate Selenium, I believe, which is also very important for brain health. And the ultimate EFAs with the essential fatty acids that we talked about.
All right. Tom will get his address and give it to you during the break, Ben, okay?
Okay.
And here's that number to call, toll-free, 1-855-949-7234. The website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. It's a great website, by the way, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I spent a lot of time writing on that, and I know Jaunty is really proud of the work that he's done on there as well.
He's the webmaster for that. You will take emails through that website, correct?
You know what? We love taking emails. We don't talk about that anywhere near enough. We love taking emails. You know, a lot of folks don't like to talk on the phone. They don't have time to talk on the phone. So please feel free to send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com. health@criticalhealthnews.com. We answer all of our emails. And sometimes it's easier to put things down in writing so that you can have it. So if you don't like talking on the phone or you want to have it, have everything down in writing, please feel free to send us an email.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to come back in a moment with final calls, the final hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and we'll take your text and tweets as well. Don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com. We shall be back.